reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll, and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, Physician, cure yourself, and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum." And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Imagine what it was like for Jesus going back to his hometown after beginning his mission, returning to the synagogue where he had worshipped before he began his mission. When he was given the scroll to read, Luke tells us he found the passage from Isaiah, which he read. He chose to read that passage. The people of Nazareth knew him as a boy, who had no doubt played with their children growing up. But this day in the synagogue, where he had formerly worshipped with them, this day he was telling them who he had become, the anointed one who brought good tidings to the poor, who proclaimed liberty to captives, recovery for the blind, and freedom to the oppressed. Can you imagine how Jesus was so hoping that they would accept him in this role? Luke says they looked intently and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth, but then they doubted. They don't seem to be able to let go of their former opinion of who Jesus was. Well, he's just the son of Joseph and Mary, just like us. Why should we look at him any differently? And Jesus knows their thoughts, and he feels their refusal to accept him as a prophet. When he confronts them with their doubt and reminds them of the widow of Zarephath and Naaman the leper, they become so furious that they drive him out of town and try to hurl him down from the hill on which their town was built. But we are told, he passed through their midst and went away. How sad for Jesus, and how tragic for the villagers, who could have welcomed him, listened to his message, opened themselves to what he had to give them. It seems they just could not let go of their old concepts, the labels they had formed. Jesus was just a hometown boy. How could he possibly have been called to fulfill the mission of a prophet? And so they drove Jesus away. What about us? Do we hang on to old labels, former opinions of others? Do we dismiss what someone says because they are too young and haven't had much experience? Or do we not pay attention to what another says because they are too old and not aware of the world as it is today? Do we hang on to labels that we attached to people in the past and refused to believe that people grow and can change? Do we close ourselves off from the truth, refusing to believe unless miracles are performed according to our standards and expectations? Is it possible that we can be so closed and so blind that we certainly would not be trying to hurl Jesus off a hill? But maybe we could, because of our refusal to be open to him and his message, cause him to pass through our midst and go away. Dear generous God, today we beg for the grace to be open to all the ways that you come to us. Help us to not be blinded by our old opinions. Help us to believe that you are the God who continues to call us to new insights, and help us to recognize the prophets in our everyday lives. Amen.